This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. It was the housing collapse that partly caused the recession in 2007, and it's housing that has stubbornly refused to bounce back 4 years later. Can Obama fix housing by executive order? It's Tuesday, October 25th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste. It's open season on refinancing, perhaps.
Maybe. There's, 12 million homeowners now underwater. That means they owe more than their houses are worth. Helping them could be a real boost for housing. We're going to talk about whether it would work in a moment. But one listener texts us from New Jersey to say, with all the money given to banks, almost every mortgage could have been paid. Good going, Obama.
Your views at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. Let's begin with the top stories we're following. The bodies of Muammar Gaddafi and his son were buried at a secret location in the Libyan desert this morning. A few relatives and officials were reportedly in attendance as Islamic prayers were read over the bodies. The question of how to dispose of Gaddafi's body had been a political football for Libya's new leaders. Islamic tradition dictates a burial should happen within a day of the death, but the Libyan leadership also was concerned that any public grave might become a shrine for Gaddafi loyalists. In the end, buried anonymously in the desert, Muammar Gaddafi and his son. Across the border in Tunisia, a moderate Islamist political party has claimed a plural victory in the first free election of the Arab Spring. The group has begun talks to form some kind of unity government with a coalition of liberals to lead the country.
Eurozone leaders are reportedly near a deal to put more cash into the bailout fund to prevent a debt crisis from spreading. The plan would boost the bailout fund to $1.4 trillion. And we got details of this housing program yesterday. President Obama offering mortgage relief to, hopefully, hundreds of thousands of Americans. Borrowers who are underwater, meaning they owe more than the value of their homes, can participate if they're current on their payments. President Obama says he can't wait for what he calls an increasingly dysfunctional Congress to act.
I've told my administration to keep looking every single day for actions we can take without Congress. Steps that can save consumers money, make government more efficient and responsive, and help heal the economy.
The president also plans to announce measures to make it easier for college graduates to repay their federal student loans. And Texas governor and Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry will roll out his economic plan today. The proposal is expected to include a flat tax, private retirement accounts for Social Security, and a lower corporate tax rate.
Officials say the death toll in the powerful earthquake that hit eastern Turkey on Sunday is now 366. An Associated Press reporter says a seven-story building collapsed this morning, 2 days after the 7.2 magnitude quake. The building has 46 apartments. It's not known if anyone was inside, but witnesses say voices can be heard from inside the rubble. In Syria, an Amnesty International report says patients in government-run hospitals are being tortured as part of a government crackdown on the uprising. Amnesty's Selina Nasser tells our partner, the BBC, some injured protesters experienced violence from medical staff.
The first thing that happens as a wounded patient is being unloaded from the ambulance, hospital staff, including nurses, sometimes doctors, and even hospital cleaners, would beat the wounded persons up.
The report comes a day after the U.S. pulled its ambassador, Robert Ford, out of Syria because of concerns for his safety.
The Texas Rangers are one game away from their first World Series title. The Rangers have beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 last night. That gives them a 3-2 series lead. Game 6 is tomorrow night. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are up right now. The Dow starts at 11,914. The S&P at 1,254. The NASDAQ will open at 2,699. We're going to talk more, go in more in depth about America's role during the Libyan Revolution. We're joined by a former policy director under Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and also about this plan to avoid foreclosures in a few minutes. But we want to get your take on it. Are you underwater like 12 million other Americans, maybe facing foreclosure? Would this plan help you? A listener in Michigan texts us, I'm underwater and filed bankruptcy to prevent foreclosure. My entire city of Detroit is underwater. Let us know what you're going through and whether this plan would help you or whether there's something else that might help you hold on to your home. Text us at 69866. We're going to get more details about it in just a few minutes.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.